Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is really quick and confidential. May I please have your CEP code?
13060.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York or you're not registered?
Registered.
Thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. What is the year of your birth?
1972.
Thank you so much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. What is your race, just for statistical purposes?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. As you may know, there will be elections for president, Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? You're almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Thank you so much. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated? And 10 means you are extremely motivated. You can use any number.
10.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means you have no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Probably 3.
Thank you so much. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, and would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it is matter a lot, matter somewhat, or does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Let's start with protecting LGBTQ rights. For you, it matters a lot, somewhat, not much, or at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next is protecting abortion rights. Matters a lot, somewhat, not much, or at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House, or Representatives, or the Senate, for you, matters a lot, somewhat, matter much, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for you, matters a lot, matter somewhat, much, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it is time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? Protecting LGBTQ rights. Would you say, nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote.
I doubt I would.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights. For you, nothing will stop me. I want to vote. Probably I will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I doubt it.
Okay. The next one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. For you, nothing will stop me. I want to vote. Probably I will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I doubt it.
Okay. And the last one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, that issue for you. Will say that nothing will stop me. I want to vote, probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you so much. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 presidential election were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or someone else?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party or independent candidate, or undecided?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much are or how much motivated would you be to vote? Would you say much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated?
Motivated. No change.
No change. Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Proposal 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some? Not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Here is the text of Proposal 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York for this November. And it says, add anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no for this amendment?
No.
Thank you so much. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, put protections for abortions into the state constitution, and strengthen voting rights protections, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disability, prevent discrimination based on age, or give voting rights to immigrants? You can select all that apply for you.
I don't think there's enough information to select any of them.
Understand. But if is there probably one that concerns you the most, which would be?
I guess that abortion stays with the state.
Okay, thank you so much. And now knowing that this amendment will put, or considering that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, vote no?
No, I would vote no.
Okay, would you say probably vote no or definitely vote no?
Definitely vote no.
Thank you so much. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Proposal 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? Would you say that much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
No difference.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. You can use any number. And it says, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
What was it? Was 0... Disagree.
Zero is strongly disagree, and going up to 10, which is a strongly agree.
Oh, I'll say 3.
Okay. The next one says, It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10, how agree you are with that statement?
Probably 8.
Okay, thank you so much. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
Strongly, 10.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
5.
Thank you, ma'am. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
8.
Thank you. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
0.
Thank you so much. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10.
0.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
Thank you. And the last one in this series, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
Thank you so much. Here is a short statement about Proposal 1, and it says, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time where we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the regulation will hurt today, will you still vote no or you vote yes?
No.
Thank you so much. Let me ask you one more time. Over the course of a survey, things may change. So if the election for president were held today, you will almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, probably not vote, or definitely not vote.
Certainly vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents to the right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment has also a protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter the race or ethnicity. With which statement do you agree more or is more convincing for you? Statement A or statement B?
A.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat more convincing or much more convincing?
Much more.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with the survey, but thank you so much for your time. I will read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in this proposal one. The first one says, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies. If they came into power in these elections, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on real estate. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity in civil rights. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support this amendment? 0 is not motivating at all, and 10 is extremely motivated to support this amendment.
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. From 0 to 10, how motivated do you feel to support this?
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't live up the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. From 0 to 10, how motivated do you feel to support this?
0.
Thank you, ma'am. The last one. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10, how motivated do you feel to support this?
No, 0.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, just because over the survey things may change, would you vote yes or no for this amendment?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And after reading all this information, you are more or less likely to vote in these elections for November president, Congress, and state local offices. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, no change at all, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Well, no change.
Thank you, ma'am. Once again, how motivated are you to vote in these elections from 0 to 10? Being 0, not at all motivated, 10, extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you the parent of a guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you, ma'am. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, disabled, homemaker, or student?
Full-time.
Thank you. In the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just your best estimate is fine.
$150,000.
Thank you so much. With this, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your kindness helping me with this question.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care, okay?
Thank you. Yep.
Bye.